Our first story today, Verso Corporation has announced that it's looking at restructuring options, including sale of Yandr Skogen paper mill in MetNJ. It's the latest blow in a tumultuous year in which Verso completed the $1.4 billion purchase of its larger competitor, NewPage, was delisted from the New York Stock Exchange, and was forced to make major reductions in pulp and paper production. Susan Sharon has our story.
The news accompanied a disappointing third-quarter earnings statement in which the company said that based on current projections and cash flows for the remainder of 2015 and 2016, quote, "We believe there is substantial doubt about our ability to continue as a going concern in the absence of a restructuring of our balance sheet." Company spokeswoman Kathy Rousey says Verso is now exploring potential restructuring alternatives, which may include Chapter 11 bankruptcy and the sale of the Yandr Skogen mill, along with three others outside of Maine.
Basically, the mills that are being considered for potential sale, we think, have exceptional manufacturing capabilities and talented people that Verso believes will be attractive to prospective buyers.
Because of the NewPage acquisition, Verso's net sales for the third quarter actually increased $432 million compared to the third quarter of 2014. But when adjusted to include the impact of the NewPage acquisition and the sale last year of the Bucksport mill, sales have continued to decline. Rousey says a combination of three external factors are affecting the bottom line.
The first would be our impending debt obligations. Second would be a steep drop in demand for our coated paper products. It's been rather unprecedented over the last couple of years, but particularly this year through the third quarter, and also a big increase in imports as a result of the strong U.S. dollar.
No surprise. Not at all a surprise.
Governor Paul LePage says members of his administration are already on the hunt for potential buyers. He says the handwriting has been on the wall since Verso closed the Bucksport mill last year.
What it tells me is if there's going to be a paper industry in the state of Maine, that the owners of paper mills need to be concerned about buying land so they can have some level of self-sufficiency.
In other words, they have wood and pulp to feed their operations. Also needed, says the governor, are technological upgrades to keep Maine's mills competitive. In August, Verso announced the elimination of 300 jobs at the mill in Jay as part of a strategy to reduce production. Jay Town Manager Shiloh Lafreniere says town officials remain hopeful that Verso's restructuring will give the company the flexibility it needs to keep operating.
As always, we're still committed to working with them, and we're going to support their efforts, whether it's through restructuring or a sale of the mill.
Rousey says following the announced layoffs that are currently underway, the Yandr Skogen mill will have about 550 remaining employees. For MPBN News, I'm Susan Sharon.